Now, what's intriguing is that in 1947, the government began its first investigation, formally, as we knew it, the public, into UFOs, which was called Project Sign. The conclusion of the U.S. Air Force's study of Project Sign was that we were being visited by intelligently controlled extraterrestrial vehicles, manned extraterrestrial vehicles in general, not unmanned probes. However, the head of the Air Force, General Hoyt Vandenberg, did not like that opinion. So they destroyed all 21 copies of that conclusion, and I think there was one that remained. There was a follow-up study called Project Grudge, which was appropriately named. The same conclusion was reached by Project Grudge. Well, the government was in a real quandary now, so it started Project Blue Book. Now, Project Blue Book was a twofold operation. One, it was to investigate public sightings of UFOs, and in that respect, it was to debunk the sighting, to diminish its attention and awareness. However, the real phenomena, which was being heavily and thoroughly investigated by our government, had nothing to do with Project Blue Book. Project Blue Book was a disinformation public relations campaign by the Air Force to keep this quiet. In 1947, when the first crash occurred, President Truman was very concerned over what they found. And according to the documents that had been unearthed by Bill Moore and Stanton Friedman, President Truman formed a group called the MJ-12, Majestic 12, or Magic 12. And they were a group of 12 military intelligence officers, researchers, scientists. And these men were to act as a panel, totally autonomous to the president, to investigate and have at their disposal the military and resources they need to complete a full and thorough investigation of this phenomenon. And to our knowledge, this organization still exists. Top government people, top intelligence people, top military people, and top research scientists. And there have been a lot of interesting correspondence in Freedom of Information Act documents where the FBI has actually complained to the Central Intelligence Agency about the fact that they weren't given access to the crash vehicles or the bodies. Now, if there aren't any, why are they complaining about not having access to them? One in particular incident that happened when E.T. was made by Steven Spielberg, he was giving a private screening to President Reagan, and at one point, President Reagan took Mr. Spielberg aside and put his arm around him and said, you know, Steven, is it only myself and a few other people in this room know how close to reality this film really is? And he was serious. He wasn't joking. I'd say that in terms of covert operations and cover-ups, as Stan Friedman would say, Cosmic Watergate, this would make anything in our history pale by comparison. The secrecy involved regarding this phenomena would dwarf the Manhattan Project that built the atom bomb. All that I know is people that have been in the government and in the military that have dealt with this phenomena have been debriefed and told never to discuss it, and they've been warned of the penalties involved. Of jail, fines, threats against them, veiled threats. Again, if you want to keep a secret, people say you can't keep a secret. There are so many black projects right now in the government that I could go on for hours about what's happening that no one will know about for 25 years. If the government wants to keep a secret, it can.